Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting second, the right fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting third, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Herman Reich. Batting seventh, the catcher, Mickey Owen. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Bob Ramazzotti. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Doyle Lade. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Doyle Lade. For the New York Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting second, the left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third, the third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Joe LaFatta. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Bill Rigney. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ray Mueller. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dave Coslow. Pitching for the New York Giants, Dave Coslow. And now, play ball. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. LaFatta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into right field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFatta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Owen moves to second. Doyle Lade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lade bunts towards the mound. Coslow fields it and throws to first for the out. Owen moves to third. Ramazzotti moves to second. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rigney moves to second. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow strikes out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 0 for 1 in the game. Reich hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a pop-up towards third. Ramazzotti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reich scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ramazzotti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doyle Late is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Late is 0-for-0 in the game. Late hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ramazzotti moves to third. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Ramazzotti scores. Late moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Cubs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Late moves to third. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Late scores. It's 5-0, Cubs. Kirby Higbee now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jeffcoat. The throw from Mueller and he is safe. Jeffcoat steals second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFatta is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFatta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kirby Higbee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higbee takes first base on ball 4. Mueller moves to second. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Wes Westrum now catching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-2 in the game. Pafko hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 0-for-2 in the game. Reich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into right field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Owen is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Ramazzotti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doyle Late is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ramazzotti. The throw from Westrum and he is safe. Ramazzotti steals second. Doyle Late is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Westrum for a passed ball. Ramazzotti moves to third. Doyle Late is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Late is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Late hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ramazzotti scores. It's 6-0, Cubs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Terwilliger takes first base on ball 4. Late moves to second. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Higby fields it and throws to first for the out. Late moves to third. Terwilliger moves to second. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFatta is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFatta hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ramazzotti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-3 in the game. Pafko hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 0-for-3 in the game. Reich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum strikes out. One out. Monty Irvin pinch hits for Kirby Higby. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin takes first base on ball 4. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Irvin moves to second. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 3 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ramaz Zadi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clint Hartung now pitching. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockman who is chasing the ball. Owen reaches third base with a triple. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Ramazzotti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Owen scores. It's 7-0, Cubs. Doyle Late is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ramazzotti. The throw from Westrum and he is safe. Ramazzotti steals second. Doyle Late is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Late is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Late takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Terwilliger strikes out. 1 out. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Hal Jeffcoat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 4 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta now playing right field. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 3 in the game. Marshall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFatta is 0 for 3 in the game. LaFatta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reich fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. LaFatta moves to second. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. LaFatta moves to third. Rigney moves to second. Berthas pinch hits for Clint Hartung. Berthas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Cavaretta. Thompson reaches second base with a double. LaFatta scores. Rigney scores. Westrum goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Cubs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 4 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson scores. It's 7-5, Cubs. Bob Moncrief now pitching. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Lockman moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Lockman moves to third. Gordon moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and New York Giants, 5. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.